This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 29 for Thursday, August 22nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is lower on Thursday morning, hours after both of Canada's major railways were shut down due to a work stoppage. At 12.01 a.m. this morning, Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City failed to reach an agreement on new contracts with workers, represented by the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference. Meanwhile, Chicago soil and European rapeseed are lower to start the day, while Malaysian palm oil is higher. Crude oil is also making gains amidst tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract is down $5.20 per ton at $572.40. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 119,100 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export, a marketing year low during the week ended August 15th. In addition, 1.291 million tons of new crop were also sold, exceeding trade expectations. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour reported the average yield for corn in Iowa to be 191.5 bushels per acre, while Illinois had 204.14 bushels per acre. Both figures were above last year's estimates and the three-year averages. The tour finishes up today in Minnesota. During the week ended August 16th, 1.098 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day in the U.S., up 26,000 from the previous week, according to the Energy Information Administration. Ethanol stocks were up 220,000 barrels at 23.574 million. The December corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.96. The USDA reported a net reduction of 43,700 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans last week, while new crop sales totaled 1.68 million tons, more than the trade expected. For soy meal, there were net sales reductions of 20,100 tons of old crop, as well as sales of 136,400 tons for new crop. For soy oil, 10,500 tons of old crop were sold to Jamaica, as well as 100 tons of new crop to Canada. Soybean pod counts in Illinois averaged 1,419.11 per 3x3-foot square, according to the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. The November soybean contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.68. Export sales for U.S. wheat totaled 492,700 tons during the week ended August 15th, according to the USDA, up 45% from the week before and near the higher end of trade expectations. Ukraine's Ag Ministry proposed an export limit of 16.2 million tons of wheat in the 2024-25 marketing year from July 1st to June 30th of next year. The USDA projected Ukrainian wheat exports this marketing year to be 14 million tons. South Korea purchased 50,000 tons of U.S. wheat in a tender on Wednesday. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.29. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.39. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.89. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.